Hello, this is Joe Tomlin for the Fringe Review, and I'm speaking to a performer. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Tom Bailey. I'm a performer and artistic director of a theatre company called Mechanimal.
And could you tell us about the company?
Yeah, the company is basically me at the centre of it, and on each project I work with different artists. So on this particular project, there's been about eight artists involved in making the show.
And you mentioned this particular project. What is the name of it, please?
Well, the project's called Vigil, it's a solo show with a lot of projection and sound, and it's a physical theatre piece with only a little bit of text, exploring the sixth mass extinction of life on Earth, which is currently happening now. So,
and what made you choose that topic?
Well, last year I made a show called Tsuganru, which was an exploration of like bird migration, looking at one particular bird, and I quite enjoyed that territory of exploring the relationship between humans and non-human species. So I wanted to take that further, and was very aware of the IUCN Red List, which is a list, a global conservation list of extinct species. And I felt, well, what if, rather than one animal, I focus on thousands of animals within the space of an hour? And what would that sort of express about what's going on in the natural world at the moment?
How do you develop the movement? There's a lot of movement in this show, physical theatre. How do you develop it for each animal or species? Because it's about animals and plants.
Yeah, I think... I guess for this one, it's been quite an important rule for us in rehearsal that we don't look up the species. So we're just going with the name. We don't ever look at whichever species appears in the show. So just to make it clear, the show has a huge projection screen behind it, and on that screen appears animal and plant names from the IUCN Red List across the entire show. So it's constantly changing name, and the human on stage has to engage or embody that particular name. I've had two movement directors, Philippa Hambly and Tara Silverthorne, working in different ways on the body. It's been a real mix of some animals in the show go really slow and some are extremely quick. So it's partly about trying to embody a species or attempt to imagine what that species might be, but at the same time, the human totally losing control of that process. So for a lot of the show, I'm unable, I don't have time to be able to connect with whatever species because it's going on to the next name already. So it's about the speed of what's disappearing, basically, and trying to keep up with it.
How do you put your point of view into the show? Because I noticed that it's not simply a demonstration of animal movement with animal names. It's more than that, but it's very subtle. How do you choose how your point of view will be in it?
Yeah, I guess I'm an environmentalist at heart, and I'm strongly opposed to obviously what is happening in the natural world at the moment, in terms of species loss, habitat loss, climate change. It's terrifying, and so that's I guess where I'm coming from. But I think I'm quite careful. I'm trying to be careful not to kind of hammer those views home. You've seen sort of quite, you know, politicised pieces of theatre or pieces of theatre about climate change, which are perhaps quite preachy or whatever. But I figured that's quite a turn off for me and probably a turn off for a lot of audiences. So sort of how do you communicate something that is massive and quite a difficult topic? I think the interest. I mean, we're dealing with a fact. It's not an arguable thing. It's a fact that species extinction is happening at an incredibly fast rate. The show, I think, is a more humble attempt to try and comprehend that amount of species loss. It's simply asking, what is it if we really look at that IUCN Red List, look at the speed at which this is happening, and almost the show is trying to be simple and bear witness to what's going on, and it gets the human in all sorts of complications and an emotive / spiritual journey that it's focusing on. But I think I wanted to be really understated in terms of political points of view.
Do the other shows that your company produce, do they follow a philosophy or an ethos?
I think it's probably, again, quite simply to listen more closely and to look more closely at what's happening in the natural world, and to make a space within the theatre for non-human species, to explore the relationship between humans and non-human species, which I think is just crucially urgent at this time. So I think that's the approach, and it's obviously maybe the Fringe is a tricky place to do that. There's a lot of loudness, there's a lot of shows that are about self autobiography, and I feel that Vigil offers a different kind of provocation to audiences that isn't so loud, but I feel maybe it's a quieter show and there's more listening within it. But I think it's finding its place here. Gradually, we're engaging audiences and all of that. So,
How will this show live on after the festival?
Good question. By hoping that it gets bookings from the festival. I mean, we've got a good crop of reviews to try and, try and sell the show, basically. So we've got, I think, 4 or 5 4-star reviews and some industry coming in to see the work. So Edinburgh is obviously a huge marketplace to try and get your work seen and to try and build a tour off it. I would like to, be able to show this work in both the UK and internationally. I think it's quite, despite the fact that I don't say anything, it is quite important to speak English because of the animal names being in English. I the only booking at the moment is for Germany, so nothing in England yet. Yeah.
Well, good luck with everything. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Thanks ever so much indeed, Joe. Thank you.